I'm here with the ladies from the Chattanooga Roller Girls, Bomb and Wheels. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And they're having their final home game this Saturday.
Yes, it's the last one of our season, and it's at the Chattanooga Convention Center. So, and we're hoping for a good turnout for the last hoorah of the season.
Now, Wheels, what position do you play?
I mainly jam. I'm one of the jammers, and jammers are the ones who score points.
For someone that maybe hasn't seen a roller derby game, how does one exactly score points, if you can say it in a simplified fashion?
You score points by passing opposing blockers on the track. So, and there's four blockers from each team. So you have to get through the pack of blockers to come back around and just try and keep coming through and lapping them and keep racking up points.
And Bomb, what is your position?
I'm actually a blocker. So my job is to help Wheels get past the other blockers and stop their jammer from getting by.
So you get to pop people.
Yeah, I kind of get to hit people, and Wheels kind of gets to avoid hitting people. So
I run away.
She runs away.
So how's the season been going so far?
I think we've had a great season. It's our first year being Women's Flat Track Derby Association, so we've played some really hard teams.
We're doing better than stats have predicted us to do. We've actually moved up in rankings. That's part of being part of the WFTDA, or Women's Flat Track Derby Association, is you get ranked worldwide, and this is our first year. So we're pretty pleased with how we're doing so far.
And how many gals are usually on the rink at one time on each team?
The game is made up of jams, which are 2 minutes. So during one jam, you can have, it's four blockers from each team and then two jammers, one from each team. So there's 10 people total on the track. On the bench for each bout, you're allowed to have 14 girls rostered. But you can have 20 on a charter. So we have about 20 to 30 girls, somewhere in between that right now on our team.
And say if I want to go to this game, what would you say, why come to a Chattanooga roller derby?
First of all, it's your local roller derby, so I think that everyone needs to come support. It's a fun, family-friendly night out. The kids absolutely love it. They can come out after the game is over and bring their book and get it signed by the skaters, get their picture made with the skaters. We also are nonprofit, so we donate all of our proceeds to the Humane Society, and we do good causes for the community. And plus, you'll get to make friends and just have a good night out. So that's why I think that it's a great experience. I can't imagine anyone coming and not enjoying it.
And is this the final game of the season or final home game?
It's our final home game. We have one more game next month in Savannah, and then our season will start back up, next year with home games.
Give us the particulars, where, what time.
It's at the Chattanooga Trade and Convention Center downtown. Doors open at 6, and first whistle is at 7.
And you can see Bomb and Wheels on the rink, jamming, blocking, doing all other sorts
being athletic women.
Exactly, yes, that's what it's all about. Well, thank you both for coming and talking with me.
Thanks for having us.
Hope to see you at the game.
That was a conversation with members of the Chattanooga Roller Girls, who have their final home game of the season this Saturday at the Chattanooga Convention Center. For more information about the team and the game, visit ChattanoogaRollerGirls.com. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.